Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening?
Brother,
God,
what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop right on.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. Welcome on this wonderful, beautiful 9/11/2023. 22 years ago today, the United States of America was under attack. 9/11 is a historical moment in history that will always be remembered and never forgotten. It was an amazing, justifying, destructive day that changed the world, the entire world. I remember 9/11. I received a phone call saying, quick, turn on the news. You're not going to believe it. And when I turned on the news, I did not believe it. Matter of fact, it was on every channel, every radio station. it was the news around the world that the United States of America was under attack by terrorists. I remember the flight hitting the Pentagon. I remember people jumping from the Twin Towers. Whew. It was something that we will always remember, never to forget. And I want to, you know, just remember everything that transpired because it was a memorable, memorable moment. It was, and you know, one of the things that really took me over when it came to the bombing of the Twin Towers was when the explosion happened, it didn't seem like it happened from the top of the building. It seemed like it happened from the bottom of the building. And that was a great controversy that a lot of people felt like this was a premeditated plan conspiracy that even America might have had something to do with it. I hope and pray not. We lost a lot of great first responders. We lost a lot of great human beings, men, women, and children. And it's a memorable, unforgettable attack on the United States of America that we will always remember. Now, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, we're number one. America's number one. No, when you are surprised by an attack, it doesn't matter what number you are, okay? Because the element of surprise normally always wins. And that's why we weren't ready for that. We weren't even ready for Pearl Harbor. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good morning, Senya. God bless you, Senya, and all the family and the kids and the grandkids and the family, okay? Sending my love to you and all the family. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live. We are all alone. Wait a minute. Let me get to this real quick. We are on Instagram this morning. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, we're on Instagram. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Or you could call into the show at 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and press 1. It'll put you in a queue. Or you could listen to us on In the Mist. In the Mist is another way you can listen to us. And let me tell you how to listen to us on In the Mist. You can dial, this is on your phone so you don't have to pay, 720-844-1225, 720-844-1225. Then you dial 605-313-5152, 605-313-5152, and the access code is 753-454. You need to write that down. I'm going to say it one more time for you. We're going to get into all the things that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. I have a few things that are on my mind. Okay, so this is another calling number from In the Mist. In the Mist is another show that we're another platform that we're on. I want to make sure that you guys can see me on Instagram, Facebook Live, and blogtalkradio.com. That's right, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, okay, with an S. On the search, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. That'll put you in the queue with this, okay? Now we okay. Hey, Chandra Daniels, welcome on Facebook Live. Okay, Senya and Chandra and Vera, I want y'all to tag 10 people right now. Tag 10 people right now. Now all my people on Instagram, tag 10 people on Instagram right now. Thank you. And we're WIP, work in progress. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show is WIP, work in progress. We're working to develop and expand and expound, and we're looking for avenues to get us to, we can have more listeners from around the world. We already have listeners from all over the world, but we want more listeners. We want people to, we have people listening from South Korea, North Korea, Egypt, Japan, China, Russia, Africa, Egypt, South Africa, they're listening to us right now. And in the United States, they're listening to us from all over the United States. And I'm happy about that because it's a civil rights talk show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. And we need to stand up for what we believe in. And if we don't stand up, we'll fall down. Amen. So with that being said, I'm going to tell you this one more time for Endemis. Get your pen and paper out. I want to give you this information, how you can dial in, okay? First, you can dial in at 646-787-8064 and press 1. It'll put you in the queue. You can make a statement or you can share. Hey, Chandra Daniels, yes, I'm so glad. It is a miraculous Monday. And we're just, you know, I'm going to get right back into 9-11 in just a minute. Hey, Vera, how are you? Hey, Vera. Thank you for tagging 10 people, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, with our health and wellness today. Now, if you want to listen to us on the platform of In the Mist, you dial 720-844-1225, 720-844-1225. Then you dial 1-605-313-5152, 1-605-313-5152. And then the access code is 753-454. Now, just try it, and you can listen the whole time on that, and you don't have to pay for it, okay? That's what that's all about. So now, if you go to blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Hey, Sheila Timberlake, what's going on? What's going on? Wait, let me wave it. Hey, all right. Ambrose, hey, thank you for joining us on Instagram. Okay, we're at Instagram at Jones Eddie Justice Jones Jr. What's up, Kevin D. Galis? Now, listen, 9-11 was a memorable moment in history that we will never forget. Today is the 22nd year of 9-11, 22 years ago. Right after 9-11, I took my nieces and nephews to New York, and I took them to Ground Zero. And I showed them Ground Zero. I showed them what happened, and we talked about it, and then after that, I took him to the Statue of Liberty because it's such a historical moment. And when I arrived to the Statue of Liberty, they weren't letting everybody go all the way up to the top because of 9-11, of course. But when I got over there and I got up to the ticket window at the Statue of Liberty, one of the guys came up and he said, "Man, I've seen you on TV. Aren't you the civil rights guy?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Oh, my gosh." And he went and told the whole crew that was working there with him who I was, and they said, "We're going to give you a special pass and take you to the top, and you can take as many people as you want." So behind me was people from all over the world, and I took them all with me. It was about 100 of us, and I took them all with me inside the Statue of Liberty, and we didn't have to pay a penny. And that, and I give all that glory to God. That's God's glory. God gave us favor, and we were, it was such a memorable, emotional, historical moment to be inside of the Statue of Liberty, which represents the United States of America. You know, it's just deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. And I got to thank God and praise God for each and everything because, you know, we can't take anything for granted. But I remember, I'll never forget, and I just want to show you, some of the stuff that was going on. Well, I can't really show it to you, but I'm looking at the picture when the smoke first started from 9-11. It says, "Smoke rises from the site of the World Trade Center in New York City, September 11, 2001. It also shows the Pentagon when the airplane crashed into the Pentagon. Of course, on September the 14th, on 9-11, the president wasn't there, but September the 14th, which was days later, President George Bush came there. That's when he was president. He came to New York, of course, a day late and a dollar short. I mean, I think the president should have been there on 9-11. No matter what happened, he should have been in Air Force One on his way there to talk to his people. Good morning. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. Good morning, my brother. Kalisha Washington, thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Everybody, please tag 10 people and let them know we're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, which is a civil rights talk show, okay? Thank you, Sheila, for sharing the video, and thank you for sharing it on Instagram as well. I'm on Instagram, and I'm looking at these photos, and remember the first responders, they all died. They rushed into that building to save human beings, and that building came tumbling down. I will never forget that, ever. And I don't want to go too deep, but it's just a remember never to forget type of event that we won't forget 9-11. And today is the anniversary of 9-11. So you know, what I normally do is, let me see if I can find this. I'm looking at some pictures here about 9/11, but what I want to do is really quick on 9/11 is I want to go and I want to find this one thing that I want to play for everybody who remembers 9/11. And just want to take out this time for a moment to remember 9/11 and what it meant. And so with that being said...
Have you ever encountered a situation where you found scratches on your beloved...
Let's see. Let's go. Okay, here we go. This is for all the people that died in 9/11. Just a moment of silence. For all the people who died on 9/11. Let's see here. So I just wanted to do that, you know, for 9/11. And we're going to move on right now and get back into our regular scheduled program. Before I bring everybody in, also, too, my heart goes out. That song is not only for the people who died on 9/11, but that song, that Taps, is also played for all the people in Morocco right now. A 6.8 earthquake hit Morocco the other day. Hey, Elaine Cosley. Hey, Senya's on too. Share it with tag 10 people. Good morning to you, Elaine, and to all the family. God bless you guys. In Morocco, 2,500 are dead so far, and they're still climbing in numbers as far as death. Efforts continue after 6.8 magnitude struck the region of Morocco. And it was devastating because a lot of their infrastructure is outdated. A lot of their buildings are old. And so imagine a 6.8 earthquake hitting and killing over 2,500 people and still counting. Let's keep Morocco in our prayers. Let's keep the mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts and cousins and friends and relations and first responders in prayer, because prayer is mighty. Prayer is needed. This is an unbelievable earthquake, and they were not prepared for that. They were not. And in the Bible, it says that earthquakes will begin to happen in diverse places, tornadoes that have never been in certain places before, hurricanes, and just all kinds of catastrophes. And we are living in those type of days right now. So we must be mindful, and we must be vigilant, and we must watch, and we must pray. It says, Chandra Daniel said, where I live in Northern California, I live next to the Travis Air Force Base, and they are recognizing 9/11 today and our first season. Amen. Praise God. Yes. My heart goes out to the United States Army, United States Navy, United States Air Force, United States Marines, United States Coast Guards, and the space military too. Yeah, we have the United States Space Military now. That's right, working in outer space. So that's the future. So my heart goes out to every entity of the military right now. Wow, it's deeper than the ocean. Yeah, so 9/11 happened 22 years ago, and so far the death toll in Morocco is 2,500 people. 2,500 people. We're going to get into our topics, but before we do, I want to bring everyone in the studio. Let's start off. Let's get Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer, in the studio. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you what's going on, Pastor Eddie. You already know what's going on, the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show, man. Yes, this is 9/11. Yes, catastrophes continue to happen on Earth and around the world. And when I hear these catastrophes, you know, I say to myself, I say, why is the Earth not going to be violent when man is so violent? So I think it begins with us and our spirit, and maybe, you know, this earth might just settle down a little bit, man. It's just a shame, and condolences to all those families from 9/11, man. I watched that live, Pastor Eddie. I was sitting there. I remember me and my wife, we was looking at ABC News, and the next thing you know, I saw a plane flying through the building. I thought it was a movie, but unfortunately, just a sad tragedy that happened to the United States of America. But once again, thank you to all our wonderful listeners out there throughout this nation and around the world, and the panelists who are coming on. I'm just thankful to be buckled in this limousine. You have turned the key. Let's roll, Pastor Eddie.
Let's roll, let's roll, let's roll. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to send a big shout out to all my people on Instagram. Thank you for the big hearts. Thank you, thank you. Hey, what's up, Chris? How are you? Ambrosia and Sheila and everybody on Instagram and everybody on Denise Washington on Facebook Live, Chandra Daniels, Brother James Hudson. Good morning, Brother James Hudson, all the way out there in Texas. Without further ado, let's bring in none other than our co-producer, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you, Daddy, and good morning, Clarence. I just want to send special love out to everyone in the midst. Good morning to you as well. And to all of our co-panelists and co-hosts, the co-producers, I love you guys. Good morning, everybody. And a special salute to everybody who lost their lives during 9/11, 22 years ago. And I also send my love. There were a lot of first responders, and I am one also, who lost their lives in an unfortunate, tragic accident. So I just want to say God bless everybody, and thank you so much. Good morning, good morning, and good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Talana.
Good morning, Talana.
Good morning. And without further ado, let's bring in the person on our show that does health and wellness. Clarence M. Allen does Regulate the Manual. That's a segment on our show. Talana Jones does Words of Wisdom. That's a segment on our show. And Vera does Health and Wellness. Let's bring on Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Good morning, Talana. Good morning, Clarence. All the additional co-hosts, Professor Raines, Dr. Rita. And I just want everyone to have an outstanding day today. And even though there are so many sad, dark things that went on during 9/11, a part of it helped bring the nation together at that particular time and period, and so many people are going through sorrow. So it's good for us to stay connected. And one way staying connected is through love, and not just when a tragic incident happened, but daily we must add more love.
More love, more love, more love. Thank you. Everybody say good morning.
Dr. Granny V, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, the regulator.
Good morning, my butterfly, Dr. Granny V.
Good morning, Talana.
Now, we are going to get into some interesting topics. Sheila Timberlake said hello. Everybody's saying hello on Facebook Live. But before we do that, we got to get in Pastor Ramsey all the way out there in Pennsylvania, none other than Pastor Ramsey from In the Mist. Good morning, Pastor Ramsey. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. We just thank God for another day, and especially today, 9/11, we want to bring our hearts and minds together for the people what happened on that day. And, you know, there's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now. Even my mom's stranded in Pensacola, Florida, because none of the planes were working because of the hurricane that came by. We had a hailstorm just the other day with the size of the hail balls being golf ball sizes, and she's there for extra days, so we want to keep my mom in prayer that the right plane comes at the right time to get her home. And today's the day where we need to lift up everyone who's ever done the sound of our voice and in our community. God bless you all. And just a reminder, on September the 25th, we'll be having our conference, so we won't be able to come on to the show. We have our 12-hour purge by the word. That is September the 25th. God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Bless you, Pastor Ramsey. Good morning.
Okay, now I want to send a shout out to Sheila Timberlake. She's learning how to use the Instagram Live, and you're doing a good job, Sheila. I want to say good morning to Tawana Keela on Facebook Live. Facebook Live, you can get me at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. And on Instagram, you can, and Denise Washington said good morning to Pastor Ramsey. Good morning, Vera. Good morning to me. And good morning to you too, Denise Washington. God bless you. And everybody on Instagram, and everybody on Instagram is Jones Eddie Justice Jr. Jones Eddie Justice Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram and Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Now, if you want to dial into the show right now, you dial 646-787-8064 and press 1. 646-787-8064 and press 1. Now, if you want to call in on In the Mist, which is another platform for the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, you dial 720-844-1225. Then you dial 605-313-5152, and the access code is 753-454. Okay, if you didn't get that, I'm going to say it again later. But right now, I want to go to my panel real quick. In Morocco, an earthquake hit. Okay, look, it says that things are going to happen in diverse places. There'll be rumors of wars. Lately, I mean, look what happened in Hawaii, y'all. A lot of people saying that wasn't your normal fire that happened in Hawaii. They say that some kind of lasers came from the sky, and whoever had a blue roof, it didn't destroy their home. People were lined up in cars. I mean, I'm talking about 300-400 cars, and all of a sudden their cars were incinerated. It wasn't fire. I mean, the rims melted, okay? Nobody had a chance to get out the car. It happened just like that. And in 17 minutes, hundreds of thousands of lives were affected in Hawaii. Now we get a 6.8 earthquake in a place that is not normal, like Morocco, and it hit there, and so far 2,500 people are dead, and the numbers are still increasing. We should be very concerned. We should be praying vigilantly. We should be praying with ancestry prayer for all the people, all the first responders in Morocco. My heart just goes out. But now I want to go real quick to our panel, starting with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, how do you feel about the earthquake in Morocco? And in your own words, go right ahead.
Oh, Eddie, you know, I feel saddened. I really do. And just think, we haven't had one here for quite some time, and so we have to stay prayed up and pray for everyone there as well.
Yes, thank you so much, Vera. Thank you very much. Talana Jones, take the floor. How do you feel? So far, 2,500 people are dead, and the rescue efforts are increasing, and the magnitude 6.8 earthquake was really bad. What do you think, Talana? Go right ahead.
And it's more sad news, unfortunately, and I really believe that if it was, the attack sounds extraterrestrial, Betty. I don't want to say anything out of context, but it just does not make sense in how the, I just, my prayers, my condolences go to the people who have lost their lives through this process. And I yield back. Thanks, Dad.
Okay, no problem, no worries. Well, with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, 2,500 people were dead from a 6.8 earthquake in Morocco. What's your feelings about that, Brother Clarence? Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor Ed, this is just another sad tragedy, you know. When I just look at me, just one person, and to look at 2,500 at least, and could be counting, that lost their life in an instant of time, you know, it's just devastating, extraordinary, you know, it's breathtaking, you know, it's unimaginable to just imagine that with all these disasters that we are experiencing during these times in the history of our lives, you know. It's, so we all need to pray. We all need to be thankful and pray for those families who are affected near and far, but especially in Morocco, you know. They were somebody. These were kids. These were sisters, yeah, brothers, parents, grandparents, friends, cousins, you name it. Tourists,
yeah,
were probably there, you know. So this could affect people from around the world.
Yes, it can. Thank you, Brother Clarence. I want to send a special shout-out to Beverly McCall. Hey, Beverly, it's a long time. So glad to see you on Facebook Live, and to everybody on Instagram, thank you so much. To everybody on Facebook Live, thank you so much. For everybody on blogtalkradio.com, thank you so much. And for everybody on In the Midst, thank you so much. Without further ado, let's go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, we got a 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Morocco, and it has killed 2,500 people so far, and they're still finding bodies. Pastor Ramsey, go ahead, take the floor. How do you feel about that?
My heart is saddened because, you know, a lot of people have lost their lives, especially in this whole year, and it's only been 9 months already. And,
right,
you know, we just got to keep everyone in prayer because, you know, the Bible does say, like you said earlier, we're in the last and evil days, and we're going to be having earthquakes, floods, and things that we haven't seen. And we just need to take precaution. And they couldn't take precaution, but we needed everyone to be on, like, together to help each other out. And I just felt so bad. Even the young kids, 6 years old, losing their life. And that's on an ATV accident, riding the ATV. And these things is just happening all around the world. And we never know what's going to happen the next minute in our life or the next second in our life. And my heart just goes out to each and every one. And but one thing we do know, that we are safe in His arms, in Jesus' arms. And, you know, we just got to thank God for another day waking up, because some people didn't even wake up this morning. And it's just time that we pray that everything gets get together and, you know, get the houses together. And, you know, it's going to take a while for all this. It's still taking a while for Maui, too, for them to get their houses together. But it's where we need to jump in and be on one accord and help each other out. But my heart is devastated with everything I'm hearing in the last, say, month, and I yield the floor back to you, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much. Now, look, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. So my thing is get up, stand up, stand up for your rights, and don't give up the fight. Amen. Now, we're going to go into our first topic. Amen. Praise God. Our first topic, we're going to pray later. But right now, I want to go into a very serious topic, because you have these young African-American kids that are in college. See, they always say, oh, our kids don't go to college. Yes, our kids do go to college. They go to college. They go to universities. They obtain master's degrees, doctorate degrees, bachelor degrees. You know, I'm really proud of our young people that are going to college and university. I want to send a big shout out to Professor Reams, who will not be with us today, because he's a real professor and he has big things that he's doing at his university today on 9/11. So we understand a lot of people are doing a lot of things today. So we send a big shout out to all, to Melanie Aubrey, to Stephanetta, Pastor Stephanetta Bingley, and Prophetess Monica, and everybody who does work on our show and have done work on our show. We send a big shout out to you right now. The time is 9:34 a.m. on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And our first topic is young Johannes Stephanus Kadane, who worked for Netflix as a software engineer. He was 22 years old. His body was found in the San Francisco Bay. The Marin County Sheriff's Office said he died by suicide. I don't think so. Now, listen, this young man had everything to live for. He just received a six-figure job at Netflix as a software engineer. He came from New York, and he did get the job at Netflix. He had only been there a couple of weeks. However, and this is why we need to be careful when we get an Uber, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Sheila Timberlake says, and it is a sadness affair to happen, but if you know your Bible and it speaks of things to take place at the end will come near, it's not time to pray. It's time to pray. Amen. Praise God. Sheila Timberlake on Instagram said, it is time to pray. And so listen to this, you guys. This young man had everything to live for, but this is what I want you to do. Be careful getting in an Uber. Be careful getting in an Uber, because they say the day before he came up missing, he got into an Uber to go somewhere, and the Uber driver got into an argument with him. Now, he's 22 years old. He's a software engineer at Netflix. Here's two things that really just triggered my mind. Number one, he was in a six-figure job as a young African-American male. Number two, I don't even do Ubers. I don't do none of that stuff. I don't even do taxis. Because when you're sitting in the back of anything, you're vulnerable. Okay? The door is locked. They got the child locks on there, and the windows won't let down. You can't get out. A young lady just got murdered by a so-called Uber driver. What they're doing now is they're intercepting the Ubers. They're using artificial intelligence technology, and they put an Uber sign on their car, and you think you're getting in an Uber car, and you're getting in a car that's going to, you're never going to be seen again. So if you feel like you need to get somewhere or whatever, rent a car. Because when you get in the back of an Uber, you don't know if you're ever going to get out that Uber. And I hate to say, you got to, arm yourself to ride in an Uber, But anyway, Johannes took an Uber, and he said he made it known to his sister that he got into a verbal altercation, and the guy wanted to take him somewhere where he didn't want to go. Well, that's a bad sign right there. So the next day, he went to go meet one of his friends in San Francisco, going across the San Francisco Bridge. He gets in an Uber and never seen again. An all-black Uber with blacked-out windows, and I guess he thought he was getting in the right car. In some kind of way, they can't even find the Uber driver. So there's no, Uber, you don't even have a certain building you go to. Uber is all done online. It's all done over social media, all over the internet. So you can't talk to anybody. You can't call and say, hey, I have a complaint about whatever. No, you can't. There's nowhere to reach anybody for Uber. Okay? So all these Uber drivers are contracted, just like these cab drivers are contracted. Anyway, a day or two later, they find his backpack, his wallet, his cell phone, everything was in place. The money in his wallet was still there. Nothing was stolen. Nothing was stolen. But they found that. His family flew out from New York, his mother, his father, his brother, his sister. And they did some interviews that were just, it was terrible. It was terrible. It just brought tears to my eyes. So, I'm looking at one of the news articles on it right now as we speak. So they finally found him on August the 29th. His body was floating in the San Francisco Bay. Do you know how big? Have you been to San Francisco? I've been to San Francisco lots of times. One of my sons lives up in Northern California, so I go out there to visit him. And we always go to San Francisco. Do you know how big the San Francisco Bridge is? Do you know how big the Golden Gate Bridge is? And this is what I believe happened. I believe he got in a bad Uber, maybe the same guy he got into an argument with. and he took him somewhere where he didn't want to go. Somewhere near the San Francisco Bridge is the last time his phone was pinging, his cell phone pinged at the San Francisco Bridge. That was the last time anybody heard anything else from his phone or from him. What's up, Brother Virgil Johnson? What's happening, my brother? Dorsey in the house. Go, Dorsey. Yeah, Sheila Timberlake from Dorsey, she's on too. Okay, so that's the last time they heard from Johannes's phone was a ping by the San Francisco Bridge where they found his backpack and his wallet and everything. Like I said, nothing was gone. The 29th of August, they found his body. Hey, Brenda Calhoun. Hey, welcome, Brenda. AME Church in the house. First AME in the house. They found his body in the San Francisco Bay. Now, again, I've been in the San Francisco Bay on a boat. Do you know how big the San Francisco, that whole ocean is? Just it's choppy, it's windy, it's always cold and windy in San Francisco. Always. It's not just like a cool day. The water is really choppy and rough, real rough. I've taken a boat under the Golden Gate Bridge and the San Francisco Bridge on numerous occasions. And it's not smooth sailing out there at all. That's where they found young Johannes' body. His family, they started a GoFundMe page where they raised over $72,000 for legal fees and investigators and everything like that. They're still working on investigating his death. But guess what? This is the part that bothers me. And every time an African-American woman or man gets killed, even if they're in jail or they shoot them and kill them on the street or whatever, they say, oh, they committed suicide. No, I don't think at all that a young man that's 22 years old, that just got a six-figure job, that just graduated from Cornell, one of the best universities in the world, would want to kill himself for what? So they're saying, oh, he committed suicide. He did not. And I repeat, he did not commit suicide. I don't think he committed suicide. Sheila Timberlake on Instagram said, I take them all the time, and I have some safety measures in place every time I get into one, and there is a map that you can send to your family and friends that will track you and show your – Yes, you can do that. You can do that, but guess what? I know Uber is good for some people, but I'm just saying, when you get in one, you need to know that you know that you know. Matter of fact, when you get up to Uber, ask him, who are you picking up? What's my name? Okay, they need to know your name. You need to ask them some information too, okay, that they need to explain to you before you get in that car. And like I said, check those back doors and make sure those child locks are not on the door before you get in. Because once you get in that vehicle and the child lock locks are on there and the windows don't go down, it's over. This young lady that was in this, I mean, they showed one young lady that got stabbed to death in an Uber by the Uber driver. Of course, he's in prison now, thank God. She was kicking and stomping and trying to knock the window out, and it just would not, you know. And the whole time she's kicking the window, he's stabbing her to death. So all I'm saying to you is, do I think Johannes, the 22-year-old who became a software engineer at Netflix, who's making six figures, wanted to commit suicide? No. I doubt it very seriously. That's my opinion. Anyway, my heart goes out to his mother, his father, his sister, and his brother, and his entire family. It's just crazy. You know, this guy had everything. Now, here's my other theory. My other theory is that somebody wanted his job, and the only way they were going to get his job was if he was dead and gone. Because as soon as he died, somebody at Netflix had to hire another person to work in that six-figure software engineer position, okay? What's up, Johnny Wilkes, one of the greatest basketball players. John Wilkes, man, my love to you, my brother, Dorsey High School alumni. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about a young man named Johannes Stefanos Kadane, who was a software engineer at Netflix, just started the job, wasn't even there 3 weeks, started off with six figures, and all of a sudden he comes up missing in an Uber. And like I said, I don't think he committed suicide. That's what the Marin County Sheriff's Office, that was their final word is that they believe he committed suicide. No, there's some foul play going on there. And here's my theory again. He probably got in the Uber because he had an argument with the Uber driver the day before, and that same Uber driver probably came back and picked him up again, and he probably put the child locks on the door and couldn't let the windows down from the back. You're trapped, okay? And all a person got to do is turn around and you know, do whatever they're going to do, and you can't get out the car, okay? My other theory is that somebody wanted his job because he graduated from Cornell University, top in his class. Then he became a six-figure paid young man, 22 years old, working as a software engineer at Netflix, making really good money. He had nothing to, why would he want to hurt himself? I believe somebody took him out either for that job or somebody took him out because they hated him or whatever. I don't know. But we'll find out. Without further ado, let's go to Brother Clarence Imallon. Clarence Imallon, please take the floor. Give us your theory on this.
Yes, first condolences to the family. This is a bright, or was a bright young man, you know, to graduate from Cornell University to get hired as an engineer, 22 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that he was in the mindset to take his own life, especially when we look at where he had an issue just a few days ago, as you just stated, Pastor Eddie, with the Uber driver. You know, a lot of things was going through my mind. I remember back in the days you throw your thumb up and get a hitchhike, you know, and you jump in the car with a stranger and get a ride. And such is the same as these hired ride shares. They are strangers. We don't know nothing about their background. Even their employer don't know everything about their background.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have, most of us have seen on social media problems with some of these ride shares and things of the sort. So, you know, for this young man to have his life taken, all these scenarios that you just went through, Pastor Eddie, any one of them, and even maybe some of all of them could be true. Somebody could have wanted his job. They could have known the Uber driver, but I won't let my mind run wild with that. But I also want to agree with he committed suicide. Would that have been the product or the diagnosis if he would have been Caucasian? You know, when it comes to us as blacks,
yes,
and Afro-American descent, we right. always get the worst of the diagnosis, prognosis, excuse, alibi, and what
right.
have you. So, you know, to have this young man's life taken away, I thank God that you brought this story to light on this morning show, because this is something that needs to be spoke about. This is not just no news piece to hear, read, or see one day, and then the next day we go to the next one. No, this young man needs to be spotlighted. The investigation needs to have a direction change. I pray that maybe even Ben Crump coming on this and have his investigators and their own autopsy done on this young man, because it doesn't smell right, it doesn't
no.
look right, and
no.
it doesn't sound right. So once again, Pastor Jay, this is just a pivotal tragedy that we're witnessing, that we're reading about, and we're discussing on this show. So I appreciate you for bringing it to light.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. The time is 9:49 a.m. on this 9/11/2023. We went back 22 years ago on 9/11/2001 when 9/11 took place. We also talked about what happened in Morocco, the 6.8 earthquake that has killed 2,500 people. Now we're on our first topic about young African-American Yohannes Stephanus Kadane, who worked for Netflix as a software engineer, 22 years old. His body was found in the San Francisco Bay. All of a sudden, this guy in a boat just happens to find his body. Do you know how big the San Francisco Bay is? Come on, y'all. It's big. How did his body get off? Okay. Yeah. Something ain't right. Okay. So, yeah, please, investigators. You know, to me, this is a civil rights violation of a young man's life. It is a civil rights and a human rights violation of this young man's life. Do you know what used to happen to African Americans when white people wanted a job and you got the job before they did? And this is why affirmative action went to the Supreme Court and all the, you know, all these civil rights issues that we don't think lightly about these things. A lot of people were killed just because they wanted to vote. Imagine being an African-American young male, 22 years old, receiving a software engineer position, making six figures. Somebody's hating on you. Somebody wants that job and feel like you don't deserve that job. And they will get it by any means necessary. I don't believe that this young man who graduated with flying colors from Cornell University, went to school, did everything he's supposed to do. He was an intelligent, intellectual, bright, gifted young man who was going to make millions of dollars for Netflix. And all of a sudden, he comes up missing. They find him floating in the San Francisco ocean. I don't get it. They need to find the driver. They need to find that driver. Somebody saw something, and if you see something, you should say something. Find that driver, and he needs to be questioned up and down, in and out, and all around, okay? I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. What do you feel about this young man, 22 years old, who they found floating in the San Francisco Bay, quote, unquote? Go ahead, Talana. Give us your opinion.
Thanks, Pat. I have to agree with Clarence. I don't really want to believe that it was suicide. I really want to say, I really want to just wait to find out what's going to happen and if the investigators come up with any other further information that would possibly help solve this suicidal. It's kind of sad. I think it's tragic. I don't want to say anything negative, but I also, my prayers to his family and to the people who are being bullied or abused power, you reap
what
you sow.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Talana. Thank you so much. You know, I don't want to say, and I try to want to rule out, you know, dirty stuff being done, but the reality of it is that something dirty happened, okay? The way George Floyd died was dirty. Michael Brown, the way he died was dirty. He had his hands up. He said, my hands are up. He gave up. His hands are up. And the police officer still shot him five or six times. Okay, I was there. I led a march for the George Floyd, with the George Floyd family. Over 10,000 marchers. We marched. We didn't just hold up signs. We wrote legislation we wrote bills. Okay, when Ahmaud Arbery was murdered, I went there. I was there. I was with Ahmaud Arbery's family when I got the call on George Floyd. So I left from marching with Ahmaud Arbery's family, and I left there and went straight to where George Floyd's family was, and we took over there. Now we are dealing with young Johannes Stephanus Kadane, and I'm going to get in touch with his family and see how we can help his family. We need to stand up for each other. We need to stand for something or fall for anything. And Malcolm, our dear brother Malcolm X, said, you should be vigilant and you should be watchful. You should be mindful. But don't forget what Dr. King said. We will get to the mountaintop. And we shall overcome. Now, I don't know when it's going to happen. It's happening slowly but surely and purely. But we need to stick together, everybody, so we can make that change. We can't make any changes if we're not together. Together, we stand. Divided, we definitely fall. Anyway, I want to go without further ado to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, young Johannes, 22 years old, software engineer, making six figures. All of a sudden, he comes up dead. I think somebody threw him off the San Francisco Bridge. That's what I think. I think they just knocked him out or killed him, threw him over the bridge, and left all of his stuff on the bridge. What do you, excuse me, give me your opinion, Vera. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, Eddie, like the co-host, I do not personally feel in my heart that he committed suicide. And no, but they found everything intact. I don't believe, that's my opinion.
Okay, well, we're going to leave that right there. Now, this is so important, y'all. I want to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, you heard the story. You know what's going on. How do you feel about this young man who was making six figures? He had everything to live for, no reason to die. I mean, he was going to help his family. He was going to touch his sisters and brothers' lives. You know, why? Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey. What do you think?
God bless you, Pastor Eddie. This is the first time I'm hearing this, and thank God for your talk show, because sometimes we don't hear a lot of stuff. And, you know, this hatred and this ignorance got to stop. There's too much hatred going on in the world. They'll jump somebody off the bridge, or they're hit somebody with a brick, or, well, I don't care if you're white, black, yellow, green, people have hatred in their heart, and God is looking for a church with love and spot, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And we have Mother Grant on in the midst today, too, and she could probably elaborate on it, too. But I'm just praying. I got to keep praying. And, you know, whatever happened to that young man, it's just like, you know, this has got to stop. That's why we need more police and more safety on the bridges, more safety in the streets, more safety, and so people can keep an eye on what's going on. Even if you're stealing a candy bar or whatever, we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, and we need more help in each and every state. And, you know, like you said, Pastor Eddie, there's just so much going on, and we're hearing this news every day of different things that are happening, but really, it takes prayer. But we have Mother Grant on in the midst, and if you want to call her out, maybe she can elaborate on it. Amen.
Good morning, Mother Grant. Welcome to the show. Please take the floor. How do you feel about what happened with Stephanus, a 22-year-old software engineer? Go ahead.
This is my first time also hearing about it. Brooke, I can say you brought out an important thing. Overcome. You use the word overcome. And when we got the love of God in us, it's only the love of God can help people, his people. If my people, we're quoting scriptures a lot of times in our assemblies, but are we being a doer of the word? Because
Amen.
Flesh and blood can't enter the kingdom. So if we just really learn to love, lay aside every weight and sin that keep us from the high calling, because the last day, it's evil. God has told us, when I see that the word of God is real,
mm-hmm.
and everything that God said will happen, it's happening. We must look, he's already given us, gave us the answer. Those that have the agape love overcomes the world. You don't love nobody because of their pigmentation or their gender, but you agree with God.
Hmm.
And then and only then we will see a change upon this earth if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. See, we'll pray, but we don't seek his face. And
Amen.
Turn from our wicked ways. He'll forgive our sins, and there'll be a healing in the land.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. God bless you. And may God continue to bless us all. And, you know, I heard Pastor Ramsey's, because last week we talked about a young lady who was walking down the street in Texas, and a guy said hi to her, and she said, hello, how are you? And then he asked for her number, and she said, I'm in a relationship, or whatever she said. And we talked about this last week. He picked up a brick and threw it and hit her in her jaw and broke her jaw. And I said, if a woman tells you no, she means no. I don't want to go into the whole thing all over again because we talked about it last week. But that is a violation, and he should go to jail for that. I just want to touch on that. And so now we're talking about a young man who graduated from Cornell University, 22 years old, has everything in the world to live for, and all of a sudden he just comes up missing and he comes up dead. And so I just pray in the name of Jesus that the investigators and the police will get to the bottom of this. And, you know, whatever we can do to support the family, you know, we're going to support the family. And my heart goes out to the family, the mother, the father, the sister, the brother. And we're going to close out on this right now. And we're going to go into our second topic. Our second topic is pretty deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, swifter than the rivers. And just before we get into that topic, I told you about 9/11. We talked about 9/11 this morning, and I said before we go any further, before the show is over, we're going to pray. But while you're here, I want to do two things that I always do every week. First of all, I want to give you the word of the week, and then I want to give you the scripture of the week. So get your pen and paper out and write this down. This is really important. I want to give you the word of the week. Every week we have a word of the week, and every week we have a scripture of the week. So while you get your pen and paper out, I'm ready to give it to you right now. The word of the week, is lucrative. Lucrative is the word of the week. Buying shares and stocks in the company could be lucrative to your future. Investing in land and property can be lucrative to your life. Saving your money for emergency situations can be a lucrative situation. So you can use that in a sentence however you want to, but the word of the week is lucrative. The scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. The scripture of the week I want to make sure I get this right here. The scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3, and it reads, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Amen. One more time. The scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. So if you live in righteous, you will not be moved. God will make sure that you stand. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And with that being said, that was our word of the week is lucrative. And our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. You can open up your Bibles to chapter 12, verse 3. Thank you for the heart, y'all. And keep your Bible open on that and read that for the rest of the week, okay? And let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Chandra Daniels on Facebook Live. Let's see. Oh, wait. Hold on. There it is. Wait. Hey, Kalisha, how are you? Chandra Daniels says, okay, wait. We lost it. We'll go back to it in a little while. Oh, she says, we are living in the last days and perilous times. It's praying time because it's a lot of mental illness going on, but no one wants to talk about but all the abuse going on and finding people. Yes, that you're so right. Mental going on and finding people in the San Francisco Ocean. We definitely need answers for this action. Hallelujah. Praise God on Facebook Live. That was Sister Chandra Daniels. You're right, Sister Daniels. We do need to pray. And there are, you know, there's a lot of mental illness. There's a lot of paranoid schizophrenia. And a lot of, that's why we talk about, we have a segment on our show called Mental Health and You. That's a segment on our show, and we do Mental Health and You because we need to talk about mental health. It can't be taboo, and we cannot, and I want to say this, we must talk about it. We can't just throw somebody in the closet because they have a mental illness and never let them out. And never, you know, there's people with mental illnesses that go to work every day. There's people with anxiety that go to work every day. There's people with bipolar syndrome that go to work every day. There's people with paranoid schizophrenia that go to work every day, ADHD, ADD, and everything else. So we have to adapt and help people that have mental illnesses. And that's such a priority and such a very important subject that you just brought up, Sister Chandra Daniels. Thank you so much, because information is very important. It's so important to not only get the information, but it's also important to give the information to those who don't really lend an ear. And we hope that mental illness never falls on a deaf ear, ever, okay? It's important. All right, so let's go to our second topic. And with that being said, our first topic was Johanna Stefanos Kadane, who worked for Netflix as a software engineer. Only 22 years old, his body was found in the San Francisco Bay. The Marin County Sheriff's Office said he died by suicide. And I put, I don't think so, with a question mark. Now, our second topic is Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, President of the United States. What do you think about that? They've been talking about her going, Kamala Harris becoming the President of the United States of America. And I just want you to hear a short little clip.
Page often go hand in hand with questions about how you would step in the role, you know, if necessary. Do you feel prepared for that possibility? As serving as Vice President, prepared you for that job?
Yes.
And how would you, you know, describe that process?
Which process?
Like, as far as, you know, being ready for that.
Well, first of all, I'm answering your hypothetical. But Joe Biden's going to be fine. So that is not going to come to fruition. But let us also understand that every vice president understands that when they take the oath, that they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president.
I'm going to leave that right there. I read like so many interviews over the weekend about everybody talking to her about being the president. Joe Biden is 81 years old. I just personally believe, here's the topic, Kamala Harris is President of the United States. What do you think? What do you think? So everybody on Instagram, please type in what you think. Everybody on Facebook Live, type in what you think. And, you know, let's talk, and then we're going to talk to our panel, of course. Kamala Harris is President of the United States, being the first African-American woman to sit in that seat. That's going to be a dramatic change. I think it's a premeditated conspiracy to have a reason for him to say he's sick or whatever. Sheila Timberlake said, this will not happen because we still don't trust her 100%. I know, but see, nobody trusted Donald T. Rump, and they put him in there as the president. Nobody trusted him. And look what he did. He was a really bad man. He even pulled a coup on the United States at the state capitol and got people killed. And he was going to kill his vice president, too, as well. So they had to put him in hiding. Chandra Daniels says, what do you think? Oh, let me tell you what I think right away. I think at some point they're going to have a reason to say that President Joe Biden is too sick, or he's going to take ill all of a sudden. Something's going to happen where he's going to go in the hospital, and then they're just going to swear her in as president, and it's going to just roll uphill from there with her as the President of the United States of America. I don't think there's any Republican right now that's going to sit in that seat. I think they're going to, you know, win again with Joe Biden, and then they're going to put her into the seat, and then she's either going to get Michelle Obama or somebody to come in and be the Vice President of the United States. It could be Hillary Clinton. We don't know. But open your eyes. You might see two women in the White House very, very soon. That's what I think. Now, with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Kamala Harris, President of the United States, what do you think? Go right ahead.
Yes, Pastor Eddie. Another hot button topic here. Vice President Kamala Harris has made all the proper steps in politics to take that seat. As vice president, she is the second commander-in-chief And if anything, unfortunately, and I hope not, happens to Joe Biden, she will automatically take that. And so now we're looking at Governor Gavin Newsom. He said he won't run for president until Joe Biden has either completed his office or unable to fulfill his duty as the president with the next election just around the corner. But Vice President Kamala Harris, she has, you know, did all the step-by-step processes to this level. And so, you know, she's primed to be president. Would I vote for her? Sure I would, because, you know, she's from California. I'm from California. I've been voting for her in politics since she's been on a ballot. That affects me as a voter to her office position. So she's primed to be president. You have the GOP, certain officials or politicians who has come out and made their statements against her as being president, but she has responded. So, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris, if she were to run, and Joe Biden, if unfortunately something were to happen to him and he wasn't able to continue his duty, automatically she would be the president. So, you know, we'll wait and see in time.
Okay, so we got a caller in the 503-747 area code. Don't go anywhere. Okay, Chandra Daniels said, what do I think? I told you what I think. And then Chandra Daniels said, like I say, our country needs much prayer. I agree with you. And then Chandra Daniels said, but we are really ready for a woman president. She said, we are ready for a woman president. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know if it's going to be Hillary or Michelle that's going to be in there with her. But all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, Joe's sick. He's in the hospital. He's going to have surgery. He won't be back for 6 to 7 months. And then they're going to put her in. This is just what I think. And then she's going to call Michelle, or she's going to, because Michelle knows how to run it because she was right there running it with her husband. And Hillary knows how to run it because she was running it with her husband. So it's going to be somebody, one of those two ladies, along with Kamala Harris, as president and vice president of the United States of America. Wow. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's an interesting theory. I think it might work.
You think it might work?
Yeah, I think it might work.
All right. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda.
Linda Goldie, good morning.
Good morning.
We're so happy to have you on, Linda. Thank you. So you think it might work?
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah, I think it might work.
Yeah, I think it might work, too. I agree with you. And with that being said, don't go anywhere, Linda. Hold that thought. We're so glad you're here with us. I want to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, here's the topic. Kamala Harris, President of the United States. What do you think? Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey.
Amen. To God be the glory. God will put who he needs to put in there. And the one thing the government has to do right now is be on one accord, just like the body of Christ is on one accord. It ain't about the Republican. It ain't about the Democrat. It ain't about the other stuff. Is about what God is going to do to help our country out, because God is in control. So my opinion is it's in God's hands, and who he puts in there is going to go in there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey. With that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, how do you feel about Kamala Harris as president along with Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton? Go right ahead.
I honestly think it will be Michelle and Kamala Harris, honestly. And if this does happen, Dad, I think it'll be a big change for the state of California and for a new record for the White House.
Hmm. Yes,
also,
it would definitely.
Also, I do want to say this, too. I just pray that she addresses the issue that she is always held accountable, that Michelle be. Hopefully it will be Michelle, that there will be new platforms and possible just I would say justice. So
right.
I hope and pray that this is, and my heart goes out to Joe Biden. I don't exactly know what to say about what's going on with his health as far as that is, but I know that if she is vice president, and that is a part of the, as she said, that is a part of the position that you take in as when you become vice president. So putting forth the work and the effort, hopefully that she can pick up the torch if it is given to her and do the right thing.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Tawana. Thank you so much. Now, one thing I know about Kamala Harris is she's very outspoken. I mean, really outspoken. And that's why the GOP has been sending the people from across the border, and they've been putting them on buses, sending them to California, Los Angeles, California, trying to irritate her to the best of their ability, which is really ridiculous. But not only is Kamala Harris outspoken, but Michelle, President Michelle Obama, First Lady, should I say, she put America on a diet. She changed the diets in the schools for the kids, made sure kids are working out. She likes to dance. I think it would be interesting. I think it would be really interesting to see Kamala Harris and Michelle Obama in the White House together. I think they would stir up the United States of America, and I think they would change the whole wide world. And it's time for some change. And one thing you could say about a woman, though, if she really loves what she's doing, and she's going to do her job to the fullest. Okay, she's not going to be playing around. She's going to be serious, and it's going to make some dramatic changes. With that being said, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. What do you think about Kamala Harris as becoming the president of the United States of America?
Eddie, I believe that it could definitely happen, and she's been the right-hand woman for quite some time now, so it's a strong possibility.
Wow. Thank you, Vera. I really believe it's a strong possibility, too. And I think everybody has weighed in on that and shared that opinion. Now, I want to give you another look at this. I mean, because nobody knows how hard the job is as president of the United States. That is not, and I repeat, that is not an easy job. I've had the opportunity to meet a couple of presidents in person. I'm not going to say all the names. I've had opportunities to actually go to the White House and get passes to go to certain places, and I want to thank God for that. And the job of a president of the United States of America is a very complex job. You have to kill people when they're doing crazy things to kill other people, like Bin Laden. You know, he had to be taken out because of what he was doing. And so many other people who want to destroy the United States of America the president's job is not easy. He has a lot of sleepless nights making decisions to protect the people of the United States of America. It's not an easy position for Joe Biden. It's not an easy position for any president. But we definitely do not want T-Rump back in the White House. I call him T-Rump. We don't want anybody who pulls a coup on the United States of America in the White House. We don't want anybody in the White House who wants to see other people attack other people in America. We don't need a civil war. We need civil activities and civil actions from each and every human being. So we wonder why. Why isn't a woman the president of the United States? Because they won't allow it, but I think they're ready. I really do. I agree with Chandra Daniels. They're ready for a woman to be the president of the United States, because the only difference between running a man running or a woman running in is nothing. There's no difference. It's where your mind is, and it's where your heart is. And you have a conglomerate of advisors to advise you on every issue: politics, food, hunger, homelessness, disease, everything. You don't have to. There's never a dull moment in the White House. Okay, so her stepping into this position with all the critics criticizing, and critics never go away, there's always going to be a critic. Even when you were in elementary school in the sandbox, there was a critic. And the other kids over there building a sandcastle and you building their sandcastle had to be better than your sandcastle. So it's always going to be some politics, no matter how high you go, no matter how good you do, or what good you do, there's always going to be some politics. So with that being said, hey, Netta Williams, how are you? Hey, Cousin V, how are you? Welcome on Facebook Live. I'm so glad you guys have joined us, Sister Netta Williams and Sister V, Cousin V. Well, I can't wait for the sports report this morning. I cannot wait. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to go into our other segment now. I think I did get everybody's opinion on Kamala Harris being president of the United States of America. And so I think we have to agree that her being the president would be an amazing, justifying feat. So you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight, because if you stand for something, I mean, you must stand for something and never fall for anything. Oh, my gosh, I almost got that wrong. You must stand for something or you will fall for anything, okay? All right, with that being said, we're going to go off into our regular segment because I want everybody to have plenty of time during their segment this morning. Let's start off with Linda Goldie. Let's bring on Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. Cousin V, you need to call on in. Cousin V, we need to get you on the sports report. So call in right now. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. Bring us Poetry in Motion.
Okay, this is going to be a short one. You can give them many things, but every child needs roots and wings. Roots to hold to what should last, and wings to leave what should be past. So if you give them just two things, make sure you give them roots and wings.
Wow. Thank you. That was beautiful. Let's give her a big hand, you guys. That was a nice little
short one.
I like that. With that being said, hold on. I hope you have another one for later. We're going to come back for one more point from you. Later on, we're going to get a prayer from Pastor Ramsey because we all need prayer. But at this time, without further ado, I want to go to Talana Jones. Take the floor. Give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
All right. Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today's read is going to be short, but I feel it is definitely worth it. Just a moment. Okay. And today's words of wisdom read. I am so grateful now that abundance comes to me easily and effortlessly, consistently on a daily basis. Gratitude, exercise every day. Remember that we must all reprogram our minds to stay focused. And remember,
yes.
Instead of, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to it, Dad. It was a little noise in my background. So change your words, you change your life. And remember to keep your mindset strong and not let anyone diminish your power. Be consciously competent. Remember every day to be encouraged and to stay uplifted in God and constantly live out your imagination. Make your dreams come alive. And remember that you are worthy, you are abundant, we are learning values every single day, and to speak and learn more knowledge through wisdom. Continue to look for God's direction and always be grateful. The word of the day for word of wisdom would be gratitude. So please practice the attitude for gratitude, everyone. I love you. God bless, and thank you for listening to Words of Wisdom today.
Amen. Praise God from whom I'm blessed. Let's give Tawana a big hand. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Now, we always, you know, today Quintus is going to have to do two things today. He's going to have to do regulate the manual, and he's going to have to stand in the shoes of Professor Reams with the commentary. You don't want to miss the commentary. And, hey, Irene, how are you? Welcome to the show, Irene. And again, Netta Williams, thank you for joining us, Netta. We're so happy to have you on, Netta. We really are. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. It's only going to get better. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Shirley Allen, how are you? Welcome to Facebook Live. God bless you, and Eric, love you guys so much. With that being said, it's time for health and wellness. Matter of fact, you guys, you see my green drink right here? My green drink. It has coconut water, cilantro, and pineapple. Oh, it's so good for you. Coconut water, pineapple, and cilantro, all naturally made. I want to thank my wife for that. Keep it green, you guys. Keep it green. Without further ado, Vera Jones, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Health and wellness with Vera Jones. Go right ahead, Vera.
Thank you, Eddie. Before I begin, first I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk every single Monday. So before I begin, I just wanted to say, before you try a new regimen, make sure that you check with your doctor and always do your own research. And the more that you know, the more that you will grow. So today I will speak about aloe vera. Now, what is aloe vera? I'm speaking of the favorite succulent that's grown all over the nation. And it's also mentioned in the Bible under Numbers 24:6, like valleys, they spread out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. And guess what? This particular succulent Cleopatra used in her daily skincare. Now, it actually originates from Africa. Now, this spiked plant with a sharp edge is a very protective and medicinal plant. Now, And I say that God favors us because he provided everything for us to live a good life. Now, let's speak about a couple of the uses. Now, this is a great skin healer for the body and the hair. Now, just scoop out the gel, and you can use it as an ointment. You can make a drink with H2O, and it helps to expel worms from your body. And if you're one that eats meat, yes, more than likely, and we can even have worms in our fruits and vegetables. That's why we have to make sure that we cleanse them really good. So this is also an antifungal plant. Now, it will aid in constipation, and also our skin, which is the largest organ of our body. It's a great form of collagen. Now, we use it for cuts, burns, and we can chill it and take it with us to the park or to the beach when we're going to be out and about. We can use this as a facial mask by just adding some of the Indian clay and blend. Now, it soothes our gastrointestinal. It also is a great immune health booster. Now, A couple of the benefits are it's a great antioxidant. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, it helps with the digestive system. It can help lower your blood sugar. It will help if you have hemorrhoids, arthritis, varicose veins. It is great to use as mouthwash as well. And if you have swollen or irritated gums, that is a plus as well. And it will help manage diabetes. It is a great source of a plant to use if you would like to lose weight. You can also tell your nieces, nephews, grandchildren, or children that they can also use this for their acne or pimples. Now, it's a great hair moisturizer or conditioner. So you can actually put in your hair before you wash, or you could put it on later, whether you have hair or whether you're bald. This is a great moisturizer for the scalp. It is also a natural vegetarian source. It has vitamins A, C, E, and the B12 mineral. Now, some of the side effects may be stomach irritation, and it's not recommended for those ladies that are nursing or pregnant. Now, when you're preparing this, make sure that you watch out for the sharp edges because you can get stuck. Now, in closing, invest in a aloe vera plant, whether you're going to put it in your yard, inside your home as an air purifier, or just purchase your favorite aloe vera drink at a health food store. So that is my segment for today on aloe vera. And guess what? It's aloe, right? But it has vera in it.
Dr. Granny B, thank you very much. All right, let's give her a big hand, you guys. A big hand. Very good, very good. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, without further ado, that was really good, Vera. Aloe vera is good for you. After my surgery, it's been used on my wound where I had my surgery at, and it just came, it healed it really good. Between that and cocoa butter, those two things. Hey, again, Shirley Allen, Netta, Cousin V. I see you, Cousin V. Well, without further ado, good morning, Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V all the way in Florida.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, it is.
Well, you guys already know what time it is. It's time to find out what happened with the Raiders, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Rams, and everybody else. Without further ado, oh, yeah, and that famous tennis player, I'm not going to say her name, but she's a young superstar. Without further ado, it's time for the sports report. Cousin B, take the floor. Give us the sports report.
Okay, so this morning I'm going to start off especially giving hats off to Coco Gauff. She is right here in Delray, Florida, and she won the U.S. Open. She's only 19 years old. She started in became pro in 2018. So we want to say hats off to her. And then also she was born right here in Delray Beach, Florida.
Wow.
It's sad when, you know, the media tries to make things to seem what they're not. So she was sitting with her head down. And so it says the Super Bowl champion coach corrects the Sports Center over Coco Gauff's clip. She was praying. So the Super Bowl head coach Tony Dungy has some choice words for ESPN Sports Center account on Saturday night after Coco Gauff won her first U.S. Open title. After she beat Anya Sabalenka, Sabalenka also had a meltdown, threw her racket down because she lost. So they didn't say anything about that. But if you go on social media or you go on any news thing, you can find those things that we don't see on TV, but they always do. They don't ever want to give black athletes all the credit without some negative comments. So,
right.
Tony Dungy took aim at the account and asserted that she was praying. She has always let them know about her Christianity. So, you know, thank God for that. And we do want to thank God because without him, nothing happens. So we want to thank God for with her winning and being the youngest since Serena Williams. And then also we know Serena Williams also had her second child. So we want to be praying for her and her family.
Amen.
Then in college football, we have controversy over Michigan State coach Mel Tucker. He's going to be without pay over a sexual harassment allegation. We want to pray for our black head coaches. But I know after all
the stuff that they see, no one should still be getting allegations about sexual harassment because they, but they do, and, you know, it's a sad thing that we still get those in the news. I have some HBCU football scores for you all. Finally, I was able to find it. It had really been hard over the past year to even find the scores and the schedule for them. But Army beat Delaware 57-0. They shut them out. Then Georgia Tech beat South Carolina State 48-13. Toledo, oh, man, they drove Texas Southern, which is in Houston, Texas, my hometown, where I graduated. They beat them 71-3. Bethune-Cookman beat Savannah State 31-6. Miles beat Alabama State 21-17. Akron beat Morgan State 24-21. Norfolk State beat Hampton 31-23. Howard beat Morehouse. They beat them a lot, 65-19. Then number 18, North Carolina Central beat North Carolina AT&T 30-16. Tennessee State beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 24-14. Alabama A&M ran all over Lane by 51-13. Abilene Christian beat Prairie View 45-16. Stephen F. Austin beat Alcorn State 38-10. South Florida beat number 21, Florida A&M 38-24. Jackson State beat Southern 27-14, and LSU beat Grambling State 72-10. And I want to say hats off to Southern, my oldest granddaughter, y'all. She sent me a beautiful picture. She has been accepted into the College of Nursing at Southern in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So hats off to Kendall Jones. That's
all right, all right, all right.
Granddaughter.
Amen.
All and right. And the NCAA football, man, it was some upset. But Georgia, always number one, they beat Ball State 45-3. Michigan beat UNLV 35-7. Texas, surprise and upset, beat Alabama, number three, 34-24. And Florida State beat Mississippi 66-13. Ohio State, of course, still, they used to be number one, but they're ranked number five. Now they beat Youngstown State 35-7. Your USC Trojans beat Stanford 56-10. And then Penn State all over Delaware 63-7. And then we have Baylor lost to number 12, Utah 20-13. Texas Tech lost to Oregon. And Texas Tech always used to be on top also, but they lost 38-30. And, of course, I said LSU beat Grambling 72-10. And then we have North Carolina beat Appalachian 40-34. And SMU lost to Oklahoma 28-11. And then we have Nebraska lost to Colorado. Coach Dion, hey, give it out to Coach Dion, primetime, second win. They were upset when he went there, but he has 80-some new players, and this is their second win. And they beat Nebraska, Cornhuskers of all people, 36-14. University of Miami Hurricanes, they play right here in my front. Well, I say front yard because I can see the stadium. So they play right here at the Hard Rock Stadium. They beat Texas A&M, my other hometown, 48-33. And then Clemson beat Charleston South 66-17. And I know, Eddie can't wait, because I couldn't wait. I had to tag Clarence and Eddie in the NFL football this week because it was the East Coast versus the West Coast.
Yes,
and that
was
the Miami Dolphins versus the L.A. Chargers. So we're going to get to those scores. But I do want to say, y'all,
if y'all don't do anything, try fantasy football. It is so much fun to have your team. You can pick different players from different teams, but I won my first fantasy football game this week, and my quarterback was Tua from the Miami Dolphins. So I'm going to get to the scores on Thursday night. Detroit defeated Kansas City. Wow, they beat Kansas City by 1 point, the Detroit Lions. And I just have to say that because we know Kansas City went to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
so
they did.
Detroit beat them 21-20.
Ooh.
Carolina Panthers lost to Atlanta Falcons 24-10. Houston Texans lost to the Baltimore Ravens 25-9. And I do have Lamar Jackson as my second quarterback for my fantasy football team. And so the Browns beat the Bengals 24-3. The Jaguars beat the Colts 31-21. And Tampa Bay beat Minnesota 20-17. New Orleans, yeah, we had Spirit Week at church this week. So our pastor is a diehard New Orleans Saints fan, but here we are in Miami, and we're actually Pompano Beach, but it's still Florida. And everybody comes in with a lot of jerseys on. The pastor is a Saints fan, and then in walks this woman from out of nowhere. She had Dallas Cowboys on, and she had the hat. She was like, it's on my Facebook page if y'all want to see it. But she came in, and he was like, he's trying to get us to be Saints since 2012 because he's been the pastor there. So it's just funny how when it's football season, how everybody has their pick. But he say, of course, Saints go to heaven, right? So anyway, the Saints did beat Tennessee 16-15. San Francisco beat Pittsburgh Steelers 30-7. Washington beat Arizona 20-16. Green Bay beat Chicago 38-20. Clarence, your Raiders won their first game 17-16 over the Denver Broncos. Miami Dolphins, man, that was a good game to the end, Eddie. But we came back and we beat you by 2 points, 36-34.
That was the Chargers?
Philadelphia Eagles against the L.A. Chargers. And then Philadelphia was at New England, and they beat them 25-20. The L.A. Rams, of course, did win. That's your number one team. They beat the Seattle Seahawks 30-13. And then Sunday Night Football, America's team, Dallas Cowboys, shut out New York Giants 42-0. And
whoa,
this week, Thursday Night Football, Thursday Night Football will be the Vikings at the Eagles, and that's going to be at 8:15. And then, of course, tonight we have Monday Night Football, and I don't have that right in front of me, but tonight, of course, you can look at Monday Night Football.
Now, wait a minute. Don't go yet. What's going on with Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson, the quarterback. What's happening with him? I heard he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league now. Is that true?
That I would have to look it up because I was going across everything and I didn't read that. I got off work late, so I didn't get to research that. But I know he is supposed to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks. So hats off to him, of course, because Baltimore couldn't decide couldn't decide on the contract until almost the last minute. So we want to say hats off to our black quarterbacks because we used to not have any.
Wow. Thank you so much for the sports report. Let's give a big hand for Cousin V for the sports report. All right.
Cousin V.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so now before we go to Clarence and Malin with Regulate the Manual and the commentary, first of all, I want to say that we want to keep, we normally do a segment called Mental Health and You by Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. She's a little under the weather today, and she just texted me not long ago and asked, she has a regular segment on our show, and she asked, could we pray for her? So at the end of the show, we're going to pray for everybody. And then right before the end of the show, I'm going to do another tribute to the 9/11 and all the people who have died in Morocco. And of course, you know, the young man who lost his life working at Netflix as a young engineer. So we're going to do that tribute at the end of the show. But before we do that,
could you also pray for our associate executive pastor at my church? He's a young guy. He preached about 2 weeks ago, and he's also in the hospital in ICU.
Oh, no. What's his name?
And then the pastor's mother, she just got out the hospital this week, so she is doing fine.
Oh, my gosh. Praise the Lord. But what's the young man's name, the young pastor's name?
Pastor Brandon McCord.
Okay, Pastor Ramsey, are you listening to us right now? Are you listening to that? We want you to write that down, please. Thank you so much.
Franklin McCoy.
Brandon.
Brandon McCoy. Brandon, Pastor Brandon McCoy. Amen.
McCoy, M-A-C-O-R-D.
McCord, okay.
Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, with that being said, I just want to bring to your attention that it's time for a very important segment of our show. But since Aretha Adams-Jones is not here to do mental health in you, I just want to do a short thing on mental health in you. Mental health is important, you guys. Each one of us knows somebody who has a mental health situation going on in their life, and maybe even a mental health crisis. Don't forget there's a wraparound team. There's mental health hospitals. We don't always need the police to come and handle a situation when we can have, they have mental crisis people who come to your home, or, you know, if you could get your family member to go there. The law that I want to see change is that, and this is near and dear to my heart, trust me, the law that I want to see change is like if the person, say for instance, I have a mental health problem and I'm paranoid schizophrenic, and my family takes me to the hospital. As long as I'm over the age of 21 years old, I can sign myself in and I can sign myself out. I don't have to stay there unless I'm a danger to myself and to others. I want that law to be changed. I don't know how we're going to get it to the Supreme Court, but with everybody's help and everybody's signatures, we can get that changed, because if a person needs mental health and you can't get them to the hospital because they don't want to go or they don't want to sign themselves in, then you lost the battle already. We need to change that law so if they're, you know, if they need mental health crisis help and they need to take their medicine because they're off their med for several days or several weeks, then that's when we need to make sure that that law is changed. So mental health is serious and it's real, and we have to break the stigma, and mental health matters. And that's what Aretha Adams-Jones would say. So on behalf of Aretha Adams-Jones and her segment, Mental Health in You, let's give her a big hand. Let's give her a hand.
Amen. Dr. Aretha.
Amen. Okay. Amen. So without further ado, it is time to hear from Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual, which is a wonderful book. If you don't have it, you need to get this book. And also, he's going to do the commentary. He's going to step into the shoes of Professor Reams. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. You know, I'm not going to be able to fill the shoes of Professor Reams, so I'm going to have to do that part barefooted. I'm going to do the commentary with no shoes on, because can no man fill the shoes of Professor Reams. He does an extraordinary job each and every Monday morning. Can nobody fulfill the commentary? I mean, Professor Reams is my indirect instructor, you know.
Amen.
He's an educator that I really take notes from. And, you know, speaking of Professor Reams being an educator, I'm coming from Regulate the Manual, on step page 254, and I'm going to continue because both of these qualities in life has to do with his profession. Education, the field of study that deals mainly with the methods of teaching and learning in schools. During the times of slavery, it was against the law for a black person to read, write, and obtain an education. If you were a black person, and was found that you were educated and you knew how to read and write, you would be strung from a tree just to get caught with a book in your possession. Man, today there's everything that can possibly be thrown in front of you to keep you away from your education being used. And it is in your neighborhood at your disposal instead of gaining a degree or accepting the life that leads us toward death, jails, and rap sheets. Wake up, my brothers. You are all very educable. To take a look at all the skills and energies that we waste and put them into your own lifestyles that lead only towards death, jails, and rap sheets. These same skills and energies, they need to become regular and applied into your educations and training. There will be many of your own personal business-like situations in which the level of your education will become the measurement stick of strength for your foundation of your regulations. Always continue with your education and increase your abilities. I know that I was led by God to put together this manual. I could have not done any of these steps without his guidance and his blessing. I give my all to God first and foremost. I am inspired to do this because all the worldly events and situations that arise each and every day because of the many doctors, therapists, counselors, teachers, mentors, and those who stood up and spoke up for the truth throughout my life. It was all due to their work, help, love, and guidance. This is because of my mom and dad. My wife is my stabilizer and my helpmate. This manual has been produced just for you. When we all are in these times of need, this is because my education and my experience call for me to bring regulate to you. There's just some of the many avenues that I have stepped on to reach these points, which I am able to regulate to you all. There's another quality that I am just that I may have just a drop of. This quality is the quality of knowledge. I am regulating whatever little knowledge that I can to you gained over my lifetime. I hope to regulate this manual to you with just a drop of knowledge. Knowledge is a fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity and gain through experience or association. I think that we all have acquired some knowledge within ourselves from our birth. Each and every day that you will live, you will acquire some knowledgeable experience while you're upon this planet. Question, how much knowledge will you obtain and how much knowledge will you retain each and every day of your life? Will you become knowledgeable enough to regulate with any given day and situation? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise the wisdom and instruction. We all will always need all the knowledge and experience that we are able to obtain in order to regulate at your best in any given situation. Seek knowledge and regulate. And you can only find that in Regulate the Manual because this book is written. So go to www.regulatethemanual.com because you are in here. I'd like to thank each and everybody who has heard that small read from the book of Regulate the Manual. I hope that you find something from that read that you can incorporate into your life. And once again, Pastor Eddie has turned the key to the ignition of this most magnificent and amazing show. And, you know, we started out with a ceremony of celebration of this great day, the tragedy of this day of 9/11 when America was attacked, the Pentagon, the Twin Towers, and thousands of Americans have lost their lives. And he talked about the 6.8 earthquake that hit Morocco, and the death toll is mounting, the injuries are mounting. And, you know, I said earlier in this show, why should the earth be at peace when man is so violent? So maybe if we take the lead as a people, as a human being, and start being peaceful. Maybe the earth might not be so violent, because these all spirits of this earth is created. This planet evolves on the spirit. This is a live planet. It beats. And then this young man, Johannes Stefanos Kadane, a Cornell graduate, left New York, come to the West Coast as an engineer, software engineer, shall I say, for Netflix. Had an incident with an Uber driver, and then a couple of days later, he was last seen getting into an Uber ride and was just recently found by the Golden Gate Bridge by a boater. And to have the police and coroner, in my mind, because he's a black man, to say it was suicide. Suicide for what? He had everything in front of his life before him. A good paying job, benefits, to go out and just to enjoy the ocean life, or was he put there? So, you know, these are just a lot of unanswered questions. And, you know, we have a president in office by the name of Joe Biden. And I'm quite sure we all have seen him stumble, fall, or have slurred, and, you know, he's of age. He's in his 80s. And, he's not the man he was at 60 or 70, and even at his younger age. And his assistant, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, can she be the next President of the United States? What do you think about it? If anything happened to him, she automatically will be sworn in. And if he doesn't pursue this next election, if he's incapable of pursuing this next election, she will be on that ballot for President of the United States. So what do you think about? That is the question. Kamala Harris, President of the United States, the first woman. Wow. That's what they say is breaking the glass ceiling. And are you grateful? Do you have gratitude? Do you exercise that each and every day? Our queen of the word of wisdom, Talana Jones, said, if you change your words, you can change your life. You are worthy. You are abundant. And the word of the day was gratitude. And then we have a doctor, one of our doctors. We have many doctors. We have professors on this show. We have doctors on this show. We have people who are, shall I say, scholars of God on this show. And then, you know, our doctor of health and wellness, Dr. Granny V, she talked about all the benefits from aloe vera. It is a superfood. It is a super medication. And she talked about Queen Cleopatra, how she used it. This goes back way in history. This is nothing new. And so I'm grateful for all of our panelists with all the wisdom of every Monday morning and how this helps with our hair, antifungal. Helps with constipation. It helps. You can use it as a facial mask. It helps our immune system. It has several vitamins, and she mentioned A, C, E, and B12. There could be more. You know, and then I'm so glad to have my cousin back, Cousin V, with the sports report. And she does a phenomenal job. And I am so humbled by her to speak of the young lady, Coco Gauff, who won the U.S. Open and shocked the world. Yes. I see her standing like you know, the greatest, Muhammad Ali. When Howard Cosell said, down goes Frazier, and stood up Coco Gauff. So, you know, I'm just grateful, you know. And then Linda Goldie, all the way up from Kingstown, right outside of Portland, Oregon. She said, you can give them many things. Speaking of the children, and you know, in the Bible it said, unless we be like a child, all of these things are connected. She said, you can give them many things. And then we had my little segment, Regulate the Manual, speaking on education and knowledge. And Pastor Eddie reminded us the importance of mental health, our mental stability, our mental balance is very important each and every day. We all have personal challenges where our mind has to function to conquer these issues. And is our mind healthy enough to overcome and dominate them? And he mentioned the law that he would like to see changed. I would love to see somebody that has a mental problem be able to check it. I mean, if you're sick, can't you go and check yourself in? So if we're not doing well with our mental stability, we should be able to check ourselves in. And I would like to second amend that on that. And I'll wait for Pastor Eddie to give us the word of the week and the scripture of the week. And with that, I'm going to end this commentary because nobody can do it like Professor Lesterines. Professor Reams, I dedicate this section, this segment to you, because this section is also written every week. And Professor Reams, you are in here. Thank you for everybody listening to the commentary.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Let's give a big hand.
Bravo, Clarence.
Come on, right on. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. We are going over. We always go over. We're going over. I want to send a big shout-out to Dr. Catherine Amadi. Dr. Amadi, we can't wait to have you on the show. I'm going to reach out to you sometime after the show. We want to get Dr. Amadi, who wrote a wonderful book, and we'll talk about that next week. Every segment on our show today was a phenomenal, fantastic, tremendously, wonderfully said subject and segment of the show. Whether it was words or
words. Pastor Eddie.
Yes, sir.
I just have to say I do apologize to Pastor Ramsey and In the Mist.
Yes. I was just getting ready to get you.
I did miss that. Pastor Ramsey, I saw you in my notes, and I saw In the Mist in my notes. So please accept my apology.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
It is done. Thank God for you, Brother Clint.
Amen. Praise God. And now I want to thank everybody. And you know, there's something that I always tell you all on the show all the time. We're going to get some prayer from Pastor Ramsey. And let me tell you what we're praying about. We're praying about we're praying about 9/11, because this is the reunion of 22 years since 9/11. We're praying for Morocco, the country of Morocco, where 2,500 people have lost their lives so far. We're also praying for the young man, who lost his life, the software engineer, who was at 22 years old. We're praying for him and his family. And then we're just praying for the world and the way that it is right now. And don't believe this. COVID is not gone. COVID is still here. People are still dying from COVID, all right? So don't take it lightly. But we are going to work on getting Dr. Catherine Amadi on our show. Hopefully we might be able to get her on next Monday. And boy, do I have some subject matters and topics for you. And I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody on Instagram. I want to thank everybody on blogtalkradio.com. And I want to thank everybody on In the Mist. Everybody, I want to thank you all for joining us. I can't even name all the names. I want to thank all the people that are listening outside the country. Thank you so much. All the people that are listening in Egypt, Yugoslavia, Russia, Turkey, Japan, China, South Korea, all y'all, you know, thank you. South Africa, thank you for listening. Everywhere, Canada, thank you for listening. And then in the United States, Chicago, Detroit, New York, Oregon, North Dakota, South Dakota, Los Angeles, California, Colorado. Thank you guys everywhere across the United States for listening to our show. The show is archived. You can listen to it anytime. All you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. And then you can click on any show you want to listen to, even this one. By the way, before we close out the show, I want to give another short tribute to all the people who have lost their lives in 9/11 and Morocco and everywhere else and Hawaii over there. But before we do, it's time for prayer. And whatever your prayer request is, wherever you are, just raise your prayer request up to God right now. No matter what it is, God can hear you right now. We're going to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, give us a closing prayer, and then I'm going to close us out. Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey. Take the floor. Give us a much-needed prayer.
Excuse me, Eddie, and for Dr. Aretha as well.
Oh, yes, and we want to make sure we add Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones in our prayers as well, and then the young man that Cousin V told us about and everything else. Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey. Take the floor. Thank you, Vera.
Amen. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed unless you're driving. Oh, gracious Most Heavenly Father, we thank you on this morning for this beautiful day that you had created. Lord, we lift up the ones with the 9/11 situation, Lord, and we just ask you to send comfort and peace to the families and to the friends and to the people where they were at, Lord. Lord, we lift up in the mighty name of Jesus, Morocco, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to touch each and every individual in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just want to lift up that young man that was thrown into the San Francisco Bay, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you right now, God, just to touch his family, send comfort and peace their way, God. The pastor that's in the hospital right now, Mr. Brandon, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to lift them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. And, Lord, we know that you can do it. And, Lord, we want to lift up Sister Aretha Adams, Lord, and we ask you to touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Lord, you do it, God. By your stripes, we all are healed. Hallelujah. By your stripes, we are healed. And Lord, we just ask you to lift up everyone who's under the sound of my voice on Facebook Live, on Instagram, on In the Midst. Lord, we just want to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that we're still standing on this morning. Hallelujah. After all we've been through, Lord, and what's going on, Lord. And Lord, whoever you see fit, straighten out that government, God. We just ask you to know that you're going to put the right one in there, God. And we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our children. Touch our finances, touch our homes, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. You're the lifter up there, and Lord, we want to thank you on this morning, God. Oh, we give you praise and glory and honor, and Lord, right now, God, do it for that young man. Do it for that young woman. Do it for that elderly, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come to say thank you on this morning because we're still here, and it's all because of you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you right now, God, to touch the health, the mental health, God, those who are going through, God, send somebody their way to be an encouragement. Send somebody their way to lift them up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to protect the rest of this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere we go, everything that we do, God, we want to thank you that you have given us strength to do it, God. Hell, glory to your name, God. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint on today because we got power of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, as we leave this place, but not from your presence, we even ask you to touch Pastor Eddie right now from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God for this talk show, God. It's all about you, God, and none of us. And, Lord, we come together just to say thank you, hallelujah, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch each nation, each city, each country, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know we all stand in the need of prayer. But, Lord, the prayer has been answered already before we even prayed it. We consider it done. Hallelujah. We consider it done, and we seal it in the name of Jesus. Amen
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Back in your hands, Pastor Eddie. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Everybody just say amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With that being said, there's three things I always tell you on the show. Number one, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Number two, the best is yet to come. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, before you go, I want you to think about this right now. This is a special tribute to anybody who has lost their life on 9/11 or any family member that lost loved ones on 9/11, first responders, to the country of Morocco with the people of 2,500 people, and also young Johannes, who worked at Netflix as an engineer, software engineer, that lost his life. This is a tribute to anybody who has lost a loved one that's ever been in the military, period. So let's take out a moment of silence. That was a tribute to 9/11 and all the people who lost their lives in Morocco and Hawaii and wherever there's turmoil, and every military person, whether it be the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the space military, and the Coast Guards, and everybody. That's all to you. Thank you for listening to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. God bless you. We'll be here next Monday at 9 a.m. sharp. Same time, same channel. And hey, Cynthia Yvette Brown McNeely, God bless you. And God bless everybody. It's time to go now. We're going to catch you on the next one. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded.
All right. Okay, clap your hands, everybody. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you next week.
Love you,
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you.